And looking at her pussy, I couldn't believe that how much of her story I was seeing. And that's what clued me off. She was working with an archetype like the Lady of the Forest or something. And there she was, the Lady of the Forest. It was so crystal clear. I was like, you're a woman. You have a woman in your pussy. It looks like she's amongst the trees.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. Ladies, how often do you turn to your pussy for insight, for wisdom, for direction? How often do you communicate with her? How often do you look at her? Do you even know that that's a thing? Because it is absolutely a thing. Our pussies have so much wisdom, so much intelligence, and is so incredibly powerful and potent when we have a deep, intimate connection and communication channel with them. And we are here to talk about this absolutely delicious topic today with our beautiful, beautiful guests, Sierra Sullivan and Julie Avina. They are the founders of the Portal Priestess Mystery School. This school helps to empower women to amplify their intuition and unite in sisterhood. Ladies, we all need sisterhood. They do this through the art of pussyology. This is a divination ritual of the vulva. Yum, yum, yum. Ecstatics, let's welcome these beautiful ladies to the space. Sierra and Julie, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello, ladies.
So I want to start with kind of a basic question because I feel like it's really important. What is a vulva?
Want me to jump in, Julie?
Sure.
Well, the vulva is the very anatomy, your genitalia, that's between your legs. It comes in many shapes and sizes and colors and patterns. It is a sexual organ. It is a gateway to so much information, which I'm sure we'll get to. And it's something that I believe every single human being has come through or was conceived through one way or another, and so much more. Anything you'd add, Julie?
Well, and here in the Portal Priestess Mystery School, we consider it a sacred portal to our life path, to our connection to ourselves for healing and reclamation. It is a mirror reflection of our own divinity. So we hold this representation of the woman's anatomy as the sacred mirror for divination and insight and inspiration into our lives.
And what is the difference between pussy and vulva and vagina? Because I know those terms, I want to just clarify those terms here before we really dive in.
Yeah, sure. I'll respond to that. I mean, I think the pussy has gotten popularized through, you know, Mama Gina's work, Pussy Reclamation. If you have not read it, you must. Where it's a reclamation of, you know, all of the lady parts in general. In the more spiritual and yoga communities, we would refer to it as yoni. So vagina is the actual sheath to the sword, is the old terminology around it, of part of our anatomy. It's just the vaginal canal. It's actually the vulva is what most of us, look at and deal with when we're talking about a woman's anatomy. But when we say pussy, we believe it's like a mind-body-soul connection to this anatomy. It's about the energetic behind it, the emotions that are stored down there, the wisdom that is stored down there, the insane pleasure, the pain that is stored down there. So we hold pussy as this like reverential you know, holding of our anatomy that's part of our deep spiritual essence. Do you have anything to add, Sierra, on that?
That was well said. I agree.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I definitely gained some insight there. And just the vulva being more the anatomy and the pussy kind of equating to all of it, right? And all of the parts of ourselves and in this anatomical structure. So let's talk about the wisdom of our vulva. What wisdom does our vulva hold? What can our vulva teach us, show us, reflect to us?
Whew. Well, how much time do you got, right? I mean, it's infinite what's possible. As we chatted about a little bit, Alara and Julie and I both know, and anybody that has stepped into any of the Portal Priestess Mystery School offerings, it is an ever-unfolding mystery and wellspring of knowledge, of wisdom, of information, of ancestry, lineages, lifetimes, you name it. And so, I mean, we can go on and on about that. And I would say that the biggest piece of wisdom that it can offer us is our connection to our intuition. Now, obviously, that comes from the gut when we're really talking anatomy. There's a lot of intuition that's associated with the gut. But when we tap into this primordial feminine life force energy, there is, like as I said, ancient lineages of wisdom that is available to us, as well as every single thing that we've been taught or we've learned or we've experienced or we've understood. And much like Palmology, where you can tap into all sorts of understanding about your personality and your life path and things like that, our vulvas hold the same types of information, but a little bit uniquely different because there's so much mystery and lineages available to pull from. So,
yeah, I love how you use Palmology. And we were connecting, Sarah and I were connecting with this and when we first got on together, because I feel like the Palmology is a really good way to understand how you are connecting to the wisdom of your vulva, right? Like you're reading the vulva in the same kind of way that you would read a palm, so to speak. Obviously, it's not the same way. But to give the listeners an idea of what we're speaking to, of how you see and connect to the wisdom of your vulva, can you guys explain that a little bit further as far as pussyology, the art of pussyology, and what you're doing to really connect to that wisdom and intuition of the vulva? Mm-hmm.
Julie, I'll throw you this one.
Sure. So to answer that, it has a lot to do with the ritual space that we hold at the Portal Priestess Mystery School, where we give women the opportunity and experience to witness the art of pussyology in a live pussyology reading. So we call this experience the Temple of the Sacred Portal. And the buildup of creating a safe environment for women to be together and actually witness another woman's anatomy in such a vulnerable and touching ritual is a big piece of how we create the transmissions that come through when we finally can use the tools and techniques that we teach to actually look at the vulva from a different filter and a different lens. So in creating that space, holding intention, dropping us deep into our bodies, into the somatics, into that deep wisdom that we're speaking of, we then have our trained portal priestesses, as we call us, be able to gaze and look and filter through the beautiful folds and crevices and shadows and how the pubic hair, if she has any, may lay on her folds. And, you know, what are those curves in her labia where a normally like a woman would have a story of, oh gosh, one lip is bigger than the other and I never liked that. And, you know, or have a scar from, you know, childbirth or a surgery. And we create all of these stories of how our anatomy looks to us. And with the art of pussyology, we actually will look like, oh my gosh, look at that gorgeous line of that, where the fold goes in, the crevice of that scar. I see something in there. We begin to see symbols and codes you know, let it be maybe an outline of an animal or a shape of a letter or something that may represent something in mythology to us that will be the first hook of like, oh, wow, I see something in there. The other half of it, though, is a transmission. And this is where we talk about really developing the power of our intuition at a whole new level, where we allow Pussy, right, the sacred portal of this woman, to start telling her story through this transmission of energy and intuitive insights that we get. And what happens is profound, because we don't know much about the woman who we're reading, and we prefer it that way. So we don't have a filter of, oh, I know you're into this and that, so I'm going to make up a story of what I see here. What we share and what other women in the temple will share of what they see in this woman's anatomy ends up painting this whole story and outline of her destiny and insights into big questions she has about her life, reassurance of her path of who she is as a woman, as a mother, as a sister, friend, healer, whatever it is that she, you know, is on her life path about. It creates and weaves together this story. And so the art of pussyology isn't like a tarot reading where you just like, oh, there's the card and I know what it means. It's a much more multifaceted practice that we teach at the Portal Priestess Mystery School.
I can really feel that, you know, I really get this vision of all these women together. And, you know, of course, the level of intimacy and vulnerability and when we really show up and are available to that, how much we really can experience ourselves at a deeper level, as well as experience each other at a deeper level. So I can really feel the potency, as you said, with the sisterhood and doing that in the group. And it reminds me of when I was a little girl. I don't remember how old I was. I want to say I was, you know, in elementary school, but like maybe like fourth or fifth grade. One of my really good friends was like, oh, let's like look at ourselves. You know, we took off our pants. And we were like facing each other with our legs apart, staring at the other one. And I was just so blown away by like how different she looked to me, you know, and we were like looking down at ourselves and looking at the other. And it was totally innocent and quite beautiful because we didn't have any, there was really no judgment. We just were in this space of curiosity, right? And at that same time, you know, it's like, I know how much we really, throughout our years, really build up these judgments around our bodies and maybe aren't always willing to see what's really there. So it feels like to me you guys are really bringing the wisdom through the symbolism, like what really wants to be seen here versus our projections onto it, right, of what we see it to be. Can you give some stories? I think the stories are going to be a really profound way for the audience to connect to what we're talking about here today. Some stories of some women of what they saw, what they experienced through this process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's, I love that story that you just shared because in essence, that's how this began for me as well. But it was an adult moment where two other women were with me. One of them was like, let's look at each other's pussies. And we're like, okay. But she's like, let's start with you. I'm like, okay. And it felt, even though we were adult women, it felt exactly the same. Very childlike, very curious. There wasn't shame around it. Oh my gosh, you don't look like you. What do you look like? Let's all do this. We need to do this, which is where the seed got planted for me. I'm like, why aren't we doing this? And why can't we do this? And we need to do this. And that began the journey of that evening where I was adamant about bringing women to create that. And only one woman took me up on it that night. And that's the woman that helped me become initiated into this lineage, ironically. So I feel that first and foremost, having the group setting of sisterhood to do this is so essential and key because, one, that healing of being able to see the distinction, the differences. I one time did a live temple where we – usually I would just do a demo when we were – we've done them virtually long before the pandemic. We've also done them in person before the pandemic. And one of the times I was had an opportunity to, and usually I just do one demo and then women split up and do it in smaller groups. But this particular temple was a small group. And so we had one woman after another be basically in front of all women. We all were there holding space for each woman. And so we had maybe three or four, maybe five at the most, in a row. And the just, you know, it's one thing to see, oh, we're different, but it's another thing to see one after the other, after the other, after the other, and then see the distinction. And so one might have darker colors and represent, you know, lineages of, you know, historically, you know, if there's an African descent or an Asian descent, sometimes symbols and stories will profoundly show up that represents that, not just in the coloring, but in the storyline of the woman. So that was really an incredible thing that I would highly recommend, because that's amazing. And it is just powerful to see one woman. So I will say this, oftentimes, and for the beginning of this initiation for myself, I wasn't sure what I was even seeing. I was curious. I was being guided. I was being led. I was humbly at its service. I had never experienced anything in my life when it comes to something I was going to bring to the world that had me be feel so humble in awe and wonder. And so I was very slow in how this wanted to unfold. And what I learned along the way was that, and this actually was one of maybe the earlier, I was doing mostly this as a pussy reclamation to begin with, like, oh, let's just sit and be with your pussy. That's powerful in and of itself. But the whole time I was actually reading a pussy. I just didn't connect the dots that that's what was happening until I think like three or four into this, I actually finally got in front of a woman that I did know. She was the demo for an experience. And she'd been in another program of mine for 2 years. So we had done a lot of archetypal work and, you know, a lot of shadow work and just a lot of work with this particular woman. And there she was in this, you know, demo with this new craft that was being, you know, shown to me and I was being led by, and looking at her pussy, I couldn't believe that how much of her story I was seeing. And that's what clued me off. She was working with an archetype like the Lady of the Forest or something. And there she was, the Lady of the Forest. It was so crystal clear. I was like, you have a woman in your pussy that looks like she's amongst the trees. Okay, that's fascinating. And from there, I'm like, huh. Is this now because I know her that I'm just seeing this, as Julie spoke to? Or is there something actually happening here? So then at that point, I said, well, what if I invite five or six or however many women that I don't know to get a what we're now calling pussyology readings and see what happens? And so I had a selection of five or six women that raised their hand. I did it virtually. I didn't know anything about their background. And every single time, symbols would come up that I didn't have any clue about their life or anything, and those symbols would have meaning to them, whether it be, you know, a card that they kept drawing over the last, you know, couple of months in their tarot decks or their oracle decks, whether it be an astrological sign that, you know, was very, I'd be like, oh, I'm seeing, you know, a bull. Are you a Taurus? Yes, I am a Taurus. Oh my gosh. Right. So a lot of times the symbols that would show up have significant meaning. And to me, that was so important because otherwise I'm like, what am I doing here? Is this a little bit nuts, crazy? You know, I had all the doubts, but every time I would be in front of a woman and we would hit a symbol or two or three that had significant meaning to her in all different ways, I knew that something was happening. And I knew that pussy wanted to connect the dots for us as women, and spirit or intuition or whatever wanted to also have us, you know, have us connect the dots as well. And it kind of is a blend of all of that.
I keep getting this image, and so I'm not really sure what this means, but I keep getting this image of this, I want to say resemblance, and that might be kind of not the totally correct word, but this resemblance between our face and our appearance and our pussy, right? Because our face and our appearance changes as well. Is there a resemblance in some energetic sense?
You know, I love that you said that. It was funny. We had a guest at our Temple of the Sacred Portal event, and the woman who was being read, it was very clear that how her demeanor and even her face looked, we didn't realize this till later. We're like, oh, I see all this softness. And we were describing a lot about her personality. And the one of the women who was watching was like, that's just like her face. And so, yes, it could absolutely be similar. I've also found that one woman came to a small version of a temple that we did in conjunction with the Red Tent. And she was she is a doula. And so she's seen a lot of babies be born. And she said to me at one point, she said, you know, every time a baby's born, male or female, or that's all she was talking about at the time. I'm sure there's everything in between, but the genitalia of a typical male, a typical female, they start out very similar. They start out like they all look very similar as at birth, if not maybe exactly the same. And that got me thinking, oh, interesting, what changes along the way? And so I think similarly to like a Chinese face reading where, you know, you have a line here, this line here for me means this, this or that. I do believe that the experiences we have, the stories we tell, the for better or for worse, the lessons we learn, the things that we resonate towards, all have a way of shaping our physicality, our faces, and our genitalia. And so it wouldn't surprise me that you would see a lot of similarities between the two. But we haven't tracked it enough yet to give you a definitive answer. At least I haven't.
Yeah, and I also feel like perhaps, you know, cycles or eras of our life, right, where we are connecting to different lessons in life and different parallel realities, right, that is changing what's showing up for us in our physical reality, changing what we're working through energetically within our bodies. I feel like that would also kind of have some sort of influence over all of that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would add that, you know, a physiology reading is not just a one-off reading, and that's like who you are. Our just as our personalities and our moods and our hormones and emotions change hour by hour, moment by moment, day by day, so does the vulva and what transmission we're receiving from it. So we love to train women on how to look at themselves as well as a constant barometer. And it's a two-way transmission because there's so much healing that can happen as we're changing. And right now I'm feeling so angry right now. I'm processing all this anger. And then I can take a moment to do a physiology reading with myself. I can gaze in a mirror or take a photo of my vulva and then go in this ritual space and look. And just gazing at my sacred portal can bring to me the tears and the grief that may be underneath the anger that needs to be processed. It can bring the soothing calm and peace that I may need in that moment as I'm processing, you know, this strong emotion. Or again, the other way around. It can also be very invigorating if a woman is kind of in a deep contemplation or an inward or stuck space. The gazing into your own vulva in this ritual can actually bring you energy and excitement and vitality. So it is an ever-changing, always evolving, always revolving practice. So in the question of like, oh, does it look like a woman's face? I have a hard time actually connecting that. It seems way too linear because I've seen women that I think of one of our priestesses where on the surface, you know, she looks Caucasian, but she actually has African-American bloodline in her as well. And so you look at her vulva and her vulva is dark skinned. It doesn't look like her face. So I don't want to make those presumptions that it's, you know, top the curtains match the carpet, so to speak, because we're always, just as we are as individual women, we're always changing. So does the transmission that we can get from our anatomy.
Yeah. And absolutely, I wasn't talking about like the curtains matching. I felt more of like a resemblance, like an energetic resemblance. And I totally hear you about that. That too can be changing, you know, regularly, right? And when you were speaking, Julie, I could really feel the energy of the ma, right? Like, when you were talking about feeling frustrated, feeling angry, feeling sad, and just taking that moment to sit with yourself and gaze, I just really felt like the energy of the ma coming in and holding us in that moment, right? And to me, the ma is so powerful. She has that tenderness. She has that nurturing. And then she also has that raw truth, right? She has that slice of like, this is who you are. Remember, this is your power. This is your fire, my love. And yeah, that's just really what I was feeling as you were speaking to that. So I was actually going to ask you if you ladies helped women to do this on their own. And so you definitely answered that question. So you're doing like the readings and the sisterhood and kind of the ritual setting, ceremonial setting. And then you're also teaching women to do this and connect to this on their own regularly. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple different pathways. One is if you just want to come in and learn and discover, then you can, you know, tap into all different places to learn and discover and be helped. But ultimately, our mission is to train other women to become portal priestesses and not rely on somebody else. So you can become a portal priestess and help others and initiate other women. The other women who are being initiated, we want them to actually continually use this as a practice, just like you would turn to your angel card deck, turn to your plesiology on a regular basis and allow it to guide you and serve you. And so that's really, we want this to spread beyond, I mean, within the context of being trained to hold sacred, you know, space for this, because a lot of trauma can surface to be cleared as well. But our mission is to empower women to, you know, take out the middle woman. There's no middle woman needed ultimately for this. And there's a lot of great tradition and history that we pull from, and, you know, Julie's lineages of training and practices and mine as well, that we've blended together. And every woman that comes to the temple, we invite whatever wisdom they bring, and then it becomes this collective wisdom. But ultimately, we want women to be able to use this as an ongoing place of empowerment and understanding and magic and ritual and so on and so forth.
And so are women who are learning from you, are they going on and then, I mean, you said they were teaching others. Are they holding their own ceremonies as well? Or are you guys mainly the primary space of the ceremony and the sisterhood?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'd like to think of us as a spiritual startup. We are choosing, I'm going to go a little left field with this, but I'm coming back to your question. Part of the foundation of what Sierra and I are experimenting with is how can we create a more feminine business model within a mystery school that to us is actually very deeply spiritual and mystical. Like, we're trying to bring these teachings into the more patriarchal driven 3D world, more or less. And so part of that is finding the right path through word of mouth, is really going organic and speaking on podcasts like this to all of the beautiful ecstatic women out there who are listening. Most of our growth comes through women who attend a temple and have a profound experience just watching the ritual. They're not even receiving and reading. And then they bring a bunch of their friends to the next ritual. So for us, it's a movement that we're taking step by step through this experiment of how can we invite more women to just receive the transmission so that they can get curious within themselves. I'm not sure what you want to add to that, Sierra.
Yeah. And then ultimately, those who are looking to add this to their repertoire, maybe they're already on a path of leadership or, you know, circle facilitators or sex educators or you name it, anything and everything. It's a great adjunct. And even women that are looking for a path that might, you know, they want to be in service. They don't know their purpose or their mission yet, but this really resonates. We have a whole training program where we do initiate women to become an actual portal priestess apprentice. And then ultimately, we're not quite there yet because the circle hasn't grown big enough to, we have one woman that has gone through a lot of the training and has a long history in part of the temple since its inception. And she's the first woman who's actually out there now bringing this work into her own circle. So that is our ultimate vision and goal. So that we envision, you know, portal priestess mystery school hubs all over the world and trained priestesses holding this lineage and training more women. We're just not quite there yet. It's been as Julie said, we're at a startup phase and we're figuring it out and we're learning as we go. And there's a lot of nuances that keep being shown to us in all the ways of structures and business models and how to do it and stay true to the mission and not get caught in the bro marketing, you know, ideology and whatnot. So we're just like Pussy wants. We're taking it slow. We're listening. We're lots of foreplay, you know, making sure she's engorged and wet before we move to the next phase, all that.
Absolutely. It's so interesting when we're working with these kinds of energies because they're so obtuse and they're so vast. And then, as you guys say, we have to bring them into this structure, into this more patriarchal society, and at the same time, stay true, right? So to me, it's this dance. And I love how you say about the foreplay, because it is sometimes the foreplay. And then sometimes it's even just pausing, right? Like, let's just pause. Let her rest, build it up again, tease a little bit. Oh, now we're ready to come back into it, right? That dance of the playfulness of ourselves and our creative fire. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And I really love what you ladies are doing because I feel like, for one, it's just so empowering to women individually, right? I had said to Sarah that I do, you know, nothing like Pussyology, but I do help my clients to gaze at themselves and make that connection and start to work through their trauma that they hold there. Even that is huge for them, let alone something like this that is taking them even deeper and really connecting them to the wisdom that they hold there. So that level of empowerment that is rooted in our bodies, right? And rooted in our pussy and rooted in this part of ourselves that a lot of women have denied or resisted or had trauma around. And then I just also really see the space where you guys are bringing it into, you know, expanding it out as a movement. And I can really see, and I'm just sending a lot of love to your vision right now of, you know, bringing it into other ceremonies and other circles of women who are doing other things and holding women's retreats and, you know, spaces of sisterhood, and then bringing this in as one of the aspects, right? One of the teaching, one of the layers, one of the fractals that we all get to see ourselves through and experience our truth and our power through. So I just really want to honor and celebrate you both. And especially with, you know, the energy of a movement, sometimes it is really slow going. And yeah, it's like, you know, you think it's going to be birthed and she's not ready yet. And the whole process, I want to honor you both for having the courage, you know, to stand in this and bring this forward and stand behind it and continuously allow it to work through you both.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, you know, I feel like it's connected to higher, I think just this higher desire of wanting all women to be empowered in their bodies, wanting a safe space for women to come and replenish and heal, wanting, you know, the balance of our sexuality and our spirituality. And this is just one way to get there. I come from the path of my training as a sex and intimacy coach. So for me, this was after, you know, approaching sexual healing and women's empowerment more through, you know, pleasure and orgasm and reclamation of our orgasmic nature. I felt like there was this gap that was often missing, not with everyone, but with a lot of us, of kind of bypassing just the, like you started in the story of just the natural awe and wonder and innocence of just being with the power of pussy, the portal from which, you know, life was created, where pleasure is born from. Like, there's something so profound that happens through this ritual that's been created to be able to connect and bridge the what can happen in a profound sexual healing session, for example, with a professional healer, that can happen simply just by being, witnessing, not doing, not touching, not needing anything from our body and our pleasure to perform, just being with ourselves. And in that, I think it's really this just a general higher mission and goal of women who are on the, you know, feminine empowerment path that we all desire. Just more connection to ourselves, more balance in the world, more balance with, you know, the masculine in the world that we all carry and hold. Like we're living in a spectrum of life now. The world is changing. So we love uniting with other women on mission, on purpose, who are here to heal body image, to tighten their intuition, business coaches, like sexual healers, like all over the place. I feel like we're all have this goal of just helping humanity thrive as we go through these very intense times on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to add one thing to that as well. It was so well said, Julie. Really beautiful. And also the connection to nature itself. That's a big part of our mission. A lot of times, you know, when we get caught in our missions and our life and our computers and our devices and our lives, we forget. Humanity, I believe, has forgotten. Majority of humans are not connected to nature at all. And one of the things that we show women is this video called The Secrets of the Yoniverse that you can get for free, or you can watch with other sisters if you come to a temple, if anyone comes to a temple. But the whole idea is that when we can see how divine the design of our vulvas are and how much in nature that divine design shows up again and again and again, it instantly connects. It instantly reminds, and it brings us more in communion with that of that which we are and the divinity of which we are. So.
Yes. Yes. Again, I feel so much Ma energy there. Quite beautiful. Wonderful. So how can people find you? Where do you guys really hang out online? Where's the best way for people to reach you and either dip their toe in or just jump all into your space?
So we have a website, which you can find all the things I'm about to mention. It's portalpriestess.com. And we're very excited. We just got that up and running as a full-blown website. And we're going to be adding more bells and whistles to it soon. However, from that website, you can find our Secrets of the Yoniverse video, which is through your Love Your Yoni mini course. And that's something that women, that's the toe dip. They can just, on their own time, check it out. It takes anybody through a 3-module experience of watching the video and then doing some exercises and then another piece and then another piece. And so that's a great place to begin the journey if you're curious but not quite ready to get with other women and do all the things we've been sharing today. And then every quarter or so, we do a Temple of the Sacred Portal, and that's also on the website. And you can, you know, it's a 3-hour online event, so you can tune in from anywhere in the world and experience that. We also show the Secrets of the Yoniverse video as part of that, and we do a live, we call a Pussy of One, Pussy of Honor. One woman gets chosen who's attended temple before to be our Pussy of Honor, where she gets the reading. We have other portal priestesses in the mix with us to co-create that reading, and that's pretty profound experience. So those are happening. Again, we have them coming up in September and then another one in November. So that's all on the website, and more dates will be added. And then, as women go from there, they can learn more about our initiation programs. They can learn if they want to just have private work. Julie and I are offering a Portal Quest immersion where the two of us are holding a woman through a private experience to deep dive with the reading and then what they get from the reading, how to apply the reading. So again, there's ways to find yourself in the temple, and then we have a Facebook group as well where there's conversations and things happening, and then our social media and all that jazz, all on the website.
Yay. Yeah, and I really invite the listeners, you know, to reach out to ladies, and even if it's a toe dip, right? Because sometimes these kinds of conversations can be very triggering to us in a subconscious way, and we might feel a curiosity or a pull, but then there's a hesitation or a resistance, right? So I'm just really speaking to the audience when I say, if you feel any magnetism or resonance to what we're speaking to today, dip your toe, take that one little action right in that direction, and then breathe into your body, let yourself process that tiny little action that will lead you to this more empowered space. We want to be able to take these action steps, even when we are triggered, even when it's something that like, whoa, what are they even talking about, right? What is this? I have no idea. I don't understand. Trust that magnetic pull. Trust that resonance. Trust that intuitive hit that's like, I'm so curious, or oh my God, there's a part of me that just really, really wants that. Trust that part of you and reach out to these beautiful ladies. Okay, it is time for our activation. Yes, yes, yes. So I always say in this space that if you're driving or you're doing something, you know, you can always come back to this, or you can still listen to it with your eyes open and just not be as fully present in the space and come back and repeat it when you can. Another thing to remember is there's nothing at all that you need to feel and or experience in this moment. Just be with what you are, who you are, and what you experience is absolutely perfect. Okay? So let's close our eyes. And let's just start by taking some nice deep breaths in through our nose. Out through our mouth. Feeling that breath through your body. Feeling that movement of air through your body. With each inhalation, you're just bringing more life into your space. And with each exhalation, you're releasing any tension, any triggers, any energy that has shown up through this conversation. Letting it go, letting it out, sighing it out, releasing through your mouth, releasing through your voice, releasing through your expression, and dropping our awareness all the way down to our pussies. Dropping your awareness all the way down to your pussy, to your vulva. If you feel really called here, you can even place your hands. I love placing my hands over her. If that feels like too much, then just hold your awareness there and breathe into her. As you're inhaling, imagine yourself giving her life. Inhaling into her, imagining yourself giving her life, giving her breath, giving her love. Inhaling down into her, exhaling, you're still releasing, you're still letting go, still releasing and letting go, and drawing yourself down into more space of your pussy, down into more of your wisdom, the wisdom of your vulva, the wisdom, my love, of your body. Breathe into that. Know how wise your vulva truly is. Know the magic, the mystery that she holds and she carries. Allow your breath to connect to her here. Allow your breath to connect to her here. At whatever level you're available to, whatever feels right to you here now, breathing all the way down into her. Exhaling audibly. Making the noise, what noises want to come out of your mouth. What noises want to be expressed as you connect. Down into her. Opening your voice, my love. Opening the expression of her through you. Letting her speak through you. Letting her speak. Out of your mouth, breathing down into her, letting her express what happens if you just let go, Oh, and let the sound out. Oh, what does she want to say to you? What does she want to express in this moment? In this moment, and just keep breathing down into more of her. Each inhalation, you're embodying more of your vulva, embodying more of your wisdom, breathing down into her, letting out, expressing. I'm going to bring in some sound. Just keep focusing there, allowing the sound to come down into her as you breathe. You're allowing the sound down into her without expectation, without any need for anything to happen. Breathe and be present. Deep breath down into her. Breathing into her, expressing, allowing her space, allowing her to be seen, allowing the truth of you, of your femme power, of your primordial femme energy, allowing her space here now. We give her space, we see her. We give her space, we see her. We see her, we see you. We see you in your femme power. We see you, my love. You are seen, and honored here. Seen and honored here. One more nice deep breath all the way down to your body. Let it out of your mouth. Excellent. Yes. And so it is. By the power of three, the perfection of divine trinity, it is complete. Open your eyes. Come back into the space. Ladies, thank you so much. Once again, I deeply honor you for what you're bringing forth into this world. I deeply honor you individually and as the beautiful Vesica Pisces that is the two of you in this beautiful creation. Thank you for your intelligence. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for showing up. And thank you for coming here today. We had some technical issues, but here we are.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. What a beautiful completion.
And so it is.
And fellow ecstatics, absolutely share this episode with all the women that you know. Share it even with women that you may think don't understand. Share it. Help them to get the word out. Help them, help these two beautiful creatures with their movement. We help them, we support them by sharing this information out into the world, sharing them and their wisdom and their containers. And be sure to rate and review, subscribe, and come back for the next episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.